it was Thursday about 10:30. Officer went to 1107 Verde, saw a vehicle sitting in the parking lot with its lights on. Well, we have what's called a criminal trespass affidavit on a lot of our apartment complex, and it's just a way for the manager to keep the place, you know, keep people out of their place that don't belong there. And so we have the right to contact them, just make sure that they're, you know, have a reason for being there, whether they're visiting someone or they live there. And so that's what this officer was doing. And he contacted three individuals in this vehicle who did not live there, did not have any reason to be there. And during his investigation, you know, found, you know, arrested one person for public intoxication, and then, you know, on a search of his person, they found marijuana, so they charged him with possession of marijuana. The second guy had tried to hide some crack cocaine, and there were, and due to the amount of crack cocaine and the amount of money that he had in his pocket, they charged him with manufacturing delivery of a controlled substance and then also tampering with that physical evidence. Now, the third person, Ronnie Lott, he was originally arrested for public intoxication, and, of course, during the search, they found marijuana on him, and they found a small vial in his possession with some liquid, and it suspected PCP because he did have a chemical odor on him that was is consistent with PCP. He was also displaying signs of intoxication, which is also, you know, a result of ingesting or smoking PCP. So during they pull all these items out of his pockets. They put them on in a baseball cap and have it on the hood of the car. As the officer been found to check within his shoes, Ronnie Lott was able to bend over and ingest that bottle. So they didn't, you know, the officers didn't know that at the time. You know, they knew that the vial was missing, but they couldn't figure out what happened to it. So they reviewed the video on the car and were able to determine that it was very possible he swallowed it. As soon as they realized that, they took him to St. Joseph Hospital where he was x-rayed, and it does, it proved that he did ingest that bottle. So he is currently at St. Joseph. He's in the critical care unit because if it is, you know, we don't have any proof right now that it was PCP, but if it is PCP, you know, it could be very dangerous to him if that were to open up or spill into his system.
So has he been arrested?
He was originally arrested, and because of his condition, you know, the Bryan Police Department is all about someone's safety first. So because of, you know, the possible, you know, life-threatening situation here, what we did was we bonded him out on the two original charges, which were public intoxication and possession of marijuana. And then released him to the hospital. So he is not under arrest at this time, but once he does recover, then there will be some charges placed on him.